Indians fans have been turning out to games in much bigger numbers since last year's World Series run, but the team isn't making it much worth their while so far. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, what's been going on at Progressive Field?
Amanda, a couple of things that you need to understand when you look at like how the Indians draw. Probably of the three teams, it's like their audience is the hardest to sell, it seems. In other words, they really are show me. I mean, last year the Indians did go to the World Series, and out of 30 teams, they ranked 28th in attendance.
Okay.
Their television ratings are high. Their radio ratings are high. Even some of the down years, their ratings are high. It's almost like they're a media team.
Okay.
But actually getting people to buy the tickets and go to the game has been a huge struggle, really, for almost now the last 15 years.
But before opening day this season, they sold a lot of tickets.
Exactly, Amanda. Now, they have already sold more tickets this season than they did all of last year, which is 1.6 million is what they drew. They've sold that many tickets. The Indians have not drawn 2 million fans in a season since 2008. Last year, while the Indians were on their way to go to the World Series, they had the best home record in the American League. So when the fans did come out, what happened?
They were winning. It was a feel-good time.
It was exciting. It was entertainment. Now, this past weekend, the Indians, big series with the Twins, and over 30,000 fans each day, and what happened?
They were swept.
Boring. They weren't scoring runs, zero runs, two runs. So your fans go home and think,
I don't want to go back again.
I don't want to go back again. You know, this is a long way of saying, win some home games. You got the second worst home record in the American League. This is embarrassing.
For a team that went to the World Series, was one game away from winning the whole thing.
Right. And also, I mean, I saw a thing now, and, you know, there's all the analytics, and everybody has all those things where they go. Basically, according to how they run these through the computers, the Indians should be in first place by 10 games right now, their talent compared to the rest of the Central Division.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, what's going on?
They're just hanging around with the Twins, going back and forth.
Yeah, right, with the Twins.
Right.
Nobody thought would do anything.
Yeah.
And the reason being is the lousy home record.
Is there an explanation?
Basically, no. They've studied it and studied it. No. All right. There's nothing real profound being said here other than a couple things. Number one is the Indians finally drawn some fans. Number two, they're showing up. And number three, the team's losing at home. And number four, stop it.
Right. Well, and we're at the midpoint of the season right now. So they have to kind of pick this up a little bit.
Exactly. You know, after the first for their first 75 games, you know, they're 40-35. You know, they've had some problems with their starting pitching. They've had erratic hitting. They just haven't really found, you know, their groove as a team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're hoping that this huge comeback Monday night,
where
they were down 9-2 and came back to win 15-9, that would do it. But there's been a couple other points this year where they thought, boy, you know,
this is the turning point that wasn't,
Like, and this is a thing, too, where they could draw a little over 2 million fans. That's what they're projected right now. Or if they get hot, can you go up to like 2.5 million? And let's face it also, the more fans you draw, the higher payroll. It just helps in terms of what kind of players they're going to put on the field. Because the ownership went out of their way. This is by far the highest payroll, $125 million they've ever had in team history.
Right.
And it was kind of a bet on the future. And by the way, that did help them sell quite a bit of tickets. But probably not enough right now to cover all the expenses.
Terry, thanks.
Thank you, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.